USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee is labeling Representative George Santos a, quote, bad guy. The newly elected New York congressman is under fire for lying about his background on the campaign trail. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Kentucky Representative James Comer called his fellow GOP members' deception, quote, pretty despicable, but declined to say if Santos should step down.
George Santos was duly elected by the people. He's going to be under strict ethics investigation, not necessarily for lying, but for his campaign finance potential violation.
Some lawmakers are demanding a House Ethics Committee probe. Congressman Adam Schiff says it's possible that national security was jeopardized by the handling of President Biden's classified documents.
I'd like to know what these documents were. I'd like to know what the IC's assessment is, whether there was any risk of exposure and what the harm would be and whether any mitigation needs to be done.
Schiff, appearing on ABC's This Week, said the appointment of a special counsel to investigate the situation was the right move. The president has signed a disaster declaration for California. The state is getting slammed by a series of storms known as atmospheric rivers. The National Weather Service is warning of another surge of Pacific moisture coming on Monday. The Buffalo Bills have had an emotional roller coaster for the past couple of weeks, but they are advancing in the playoffs.
They knocked off the Miami Dolphins in New York 34-31. Quarterback Josh Allen threw for three touchdowns in the win as Buffalo punched its ticket to the AFC divisional round. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin expressed his support from home, saying his heart was with the team. Hamlin was discharged from the hospital last week after suffering cardiac arrest during a game earlier this month. I'm Dave Collins.
Spotify says that As It Was by Harry Styles was the platform's most streamed song of 2022. Billboard says it had 1.5 billion plays. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. All 72 people aboard a passenger plane are presumed dead after it went down in Nepal. Local media reports say there are no survivors among the 68 passengers and four crew members who were aboard the Yeti Airlines flight. It took off from Kathmandu and crashed on the runway at Pokhara International Airport with a number of foreign nationals listed on the passenger manifest. The FAA is investigating a near-miss incident involving two passenger planes last week at JFK Airport. Officials say a departing Delta flight that was taking off from a runway was forced to stop midway because of an American Airlines plane crossing the same runway. Delta called the incident a successful aborted takeoff procedure and said a full review is underway. Gas prices are rising again nationally.
AAA is reporting the national average for a gallon of gas is $3.30. That's a penny higher than Saturday and 21 cents more than just a month ago. The highest prices are in Hawaii, where gas has hit $4.99 a gallon. You'll find the cheapest gas in Mississippi at just $2.89. I'm John Schaefer.
The weekend is continuing his record-breaking reign after claiming another Spotify record. According to chart data, the pop star broke the all-time record for most monthly global listeners among all artists in Spotify history at 94 million. Along with the Bills, the Giants defeated the Vikings in a wild card game Sunday, 31-24. It's their first playoff victory in more than a decade. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.